Hello, everybody. My name is Dan Winkler, and welcome to Mouth to Mouth, everyone's favorite debate-style show. I tried to go swimming the other day down on the Toronto waterfront and found that I could not, for it had been closed. And in an outrage, I decided that we would debate it on the show. So who makes your decisions for you? We're here to decide that today. And we found a similar topic in the city of Petrolia. If you're not aware of it, we believe it's somewhere near Sarnia. And we have with us Sir Ernest Forster and Alexis Freeman. Now, Mr. Forster, you are a pesticide management person with the city of Petrolia. And it is your job to tame the weeds.
Absolutely. And that is the utmost importance to with the Parks and Rec Department, to maintain a low level of weediness.
How do you do that? What kind of toxins do you use?
Oh, there are many toxins. It'd probably be easier to name the toxins that I don't use, because we use pretty much any toxin that can destroy a weed.
So, rhyme some off. Rat poison. Nicotine.
Nicotine we use.
Gasoline.
Absolutely.
All right. And on my right, we have Alexis Freeman. You are an avid frisbeeist.
That's right. I want to shout out to my peeps, my homies, my girlfriend Sarah, and my friend Brad and Jason. How you doing?
All right. To all of those folk, hello.
Hello.
All right. And what is the problem here? You can't use the parks anymore?
No, man. They're covered in like pesticides and stuff, and I get them all over my feet, and it's like dangerous. It's not healthy.
Okay. Good. Good point. I would agree. I mean, what's the problem? Can you not use this park anymore? Is there not another park you can go to, Alexis?
No. This is the biggest park in Petrolia.
All right.
We need a lot of space.
For ultimate frisbee.
That's right.
Indeed. Yeah. It's much like football, for those who aren't aware. Mr. Forster, have you sprayed all of the parks in Petrolia?
Absolutely.
Where's the green space?
The green space is underneath a nice protective layer of pesticide.
What are they? I mean, what's the point of having the green spaces if the frisbeeists can't do their thing?
What's the point?
Her girlfriend and whatever. Well, who are those other people?
What's the point of looking at the Mona Lisa? What's the point of enjoying the sun beating down on your brow? What's the point of being alive, Dan? This is not all about this tomfoolery. It's about maintaining a certain level of civility and beauty within our park system, and that is my responsibility. And I also like to give a shout out to my son and daughter, John and Sally.
Dude, you're getting all philosophical here on us. I mean, it's like you can't start talking about Mona Lisa and art and then cover up the grass and poisons and toxins. I mean, if you really want to enjoy life, pick up a frisbee. Don't, like, cover the earth in poisons.
Right, so it'd be better if we covered our parks in empty beer cans and cigarette butts.
We're not about that. I mean, maybe if you came out to one of the games, you'd see that, and you'd understand what we're all about.
I distinctly smelled the slight scent of marijuana surrounding the Ultimate Frisbee game, which is illegal. Which, if I could get my hands on, I would pesticide in a second.
Can you not just use the park? I mean, I understand there's a problem, there's a conflict of the frisbeeists not adhering to the lawn sign, small toxin lawn sign saying don't come in.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely not obeying any of the rules, completely flouting. Can I say that word on the air? Flouting the city bylaws of Petrolia, and it's disgusting.
Okay, all right. I believe we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
What's your name, caller?
Yeah, my name is Tony the Lobber Labinski.
Tony the Lobber?
Yeah, Alexis, you may remember me. I was a champion tosser from 1992 to 99.
That's right, Tony. I remember you.
Yeah. Well, I played on some parks that had some pesticides, and I can't feel my legs anymore.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't have the use of my legs, and I'm just—it's terrible. It's terrible. I can't throw anything. I got no desire to throw anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tony.
What do you do now, Tony?
Now I stuff envelopes from home for $4 an hour.
Oh my God!
That's awful.
I used to be the top.
You're making me cry, Tony.
Wow.
Ernest, look what you've done to this man. You've just destroyed this man.
Are we here to talk about the issue, or are we here to listen to sob stories
this
all day?
Is
now, like,
the
listen,
issue.
I put up signs. They know there are pesticides there. If Tony the Lobber, is that his name?
You laughing at him?
I'm sorry. If Tony the Lobber wants to take his stumpy little legs onto this field when there's signs posted, that's his problem. I have tried to enforce this, and if he wants to be irresponsible, then good luck, Tony.
Thanks, Tony, for calling in. A little word of advice. It seems that if you can't feel your legs anymore, it can't really get much worse. So I think you should get back out there, Tony. Start throwing that frisbee again. But don't you see what you're doing to these people? I mean, you have to have spaces for them to play in. I mean, what haven't you pesticided in all of Petrolia? Where can we go?
The main street has not been pesticided. The supermarket has not been pesticided. The hospital was spermicided, but not pesticided. The jail was homicided and decided, but not pesticided. The university was fraternicided and matricided, but not pesticided. But the parks in the university were patricided and spermicided and petricided, but not matricided. Does that answer your question?
I believe that it does. Indeed. Now, I did a little digging into this issue and found that...
I hope where you were digging, there wasn't pesticide.
No, there wasn't. But I did feel my sperm count lowering.
Mm.
I found that there are 1,000 babies born less every week in Petrolia.
Then...
What do you think about that?
Born less...
than before.
It makes a lot of sense. We used to be an Amish colony, and there used to be no spermicide in this colony, and we would freely make babies by the boatload.
Hold up. What are we talking about, spermicide and babies? The issue here is about playing frisbee in the park, and you're covering it up in poisons and toxins and preventing us from having some fun in the park. Are you talking about spermicide and babies? And let's keep it on track here. Come on.
It's a good idea. We should keep it on track. But we've run out of time. So let's get a final word from each of you to try and really get to the heart of this debate. Mr. Forster.
Lush.
Sexy word. And Alexis.
Flush.
Nice words. I think I'm going to go with flush. Because when she said it, I thought about a toilet. And though it's not related, yours did not have an image connected to it.
Do I have time for a new word?
Sure.
Gargoyle.
We're going to go with gargoyle. All right, so clearly pesticides are okay. Closing the beach is okay. So if you want to head on down to the beaches this summer, you can't because they're closed.
You cheater, you play dirty.